I don't know what has gotten into me, she told me. I feel really off. I've been having all these fearful thoughts lately. I keep thinking this bad thing is going to happen. Is this my intuition speaking to me? Where are you at in your cycle? I responded, though I was pretty sure I knew what she was going to say. I just started bleeding, she responded. I have been having some rendition of this dialogue for years with my students. So today we are going to talk about what hormones have to do with intuition. This episode is especially for the ladies and very clever men who want to know what is happening with the ladies.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
Welcome to today's show. Today we are talking about hormones. What do they have to do with intuition, you ask? Or, wow, I've never heard a professional psychic do a show on hormones before. Well, we're going to delve into that. How they are overall related to intuition and some of the ways they confuse people. But first, let me put in my regular plug for your review and stars on your podcast app. Do you listen to this show regularly? Do you love it? Does it bring you goodness, softness, understanding, clarity, insight? I certainly hope so. It's free. Yay! But I'm wondering if in return, you would be willing to go to your podcast app, star the show, and take the 1 minute or so it would take you to leave a comment. I'd be so appreciative. It means a lot to me. And I understand it makes a difference in other people finding the show, too. And how about sharing it with your friends? How about sending a good old text to someone you think would love this show with a link to it? Have you listened to this? I love it. Text with a link to one of your favorite episodes. In a 2-for-1, whatever you say to your friend about the show is the review you could put into your podcast app. This, my friends, is how the good word is spread, how things you love grow organically and beautifully with ease. It makes a difference. Okay, so hormones. I founded my Intuition University in 2015. So this means, for your reference, I've been having this particular conversation for going on about 9 years at the time of this recording. Here's how it goes. My student and I have been working together for weeks or months. I've been guiding them to understand the characteristics of their intuition and how it is already working for them, talking to them, and at some point in our journey together, I'll hear something like this. I don't know what has gotten into me. I feel really off. I've been having all these fearful thoughts lately. I keep thinking this bad thing is going to happen. Is this my intuition speaking to me? Where are you at in your cycle? I respond, though I always feel as though I know exactly what they are going to say. And like clockwork, they respond, I just started bleeding. When I hear some rendition of, I don't feel like myself, or I've been feeling really off, my first question for years has been, where are you at in your cycle? Inevitably, every time, I can't think of an exception, my student will respond with either, I'm just about to bleed, or I just started bleeding. I'm going to come back to this example in a minute, because it's not always fear that takes emotional center stage during this time, but there is a pattern, and knowing yours also helps you understand your intuition. So let's talk about what your hormones have to do with your intuition. Your animal body, which is what I call our human bodies, are one way, one avenue in which your intuition speaks to you. What happens in your body is absolutely related to your intuition and your soul's ability to speak to you through your body. Caring for your body is absolutely related to a high functioning intuition. I'm going to say that again. Caring for your body is absolutely related to a high functioning intuition. Let me show you. Think back to the last time you were really sick, or sometime that you were really sick. Was there a lot of intuitive information coming through? Were you like laying in bed thinking, oh my gosh, I know just what to do about this thing? Chances are not. I have not had that experience anyway. There is a freshness that happens after the rewiring of a deep illness. That is true. But during? That's another thing. Mostly during that time, your animal body and brain are needed for healing. I'm not laying in bed having insight after insight at all when I'm ill. I'm mostly like, God, I feel terrible. Or sleeping, or maybe trying to distract myself or relax out of my pain with a book or a show. Last year, at about this time of year, when I was healing from an appendicitis, I watched all the available seasons of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I wasn't getting the answers to any dilemmas of my life. My body was healing. That took precedence. Insight and clarity was not at the fore. What was at the fore was healing from surgery. Do you see what I mean? Your body and what happens in your animal body is not separate from your intuitive knowing. There is a relationship happening there. I know you might not find other professional psychics talking about your body, but if there's anything you've learned about me from listening to this show, it's that I am very practical. Intuition is also practical. It's one of the main reasons to listen to it. For a properly functioning intuition, it is very helpful to be in right relationship with your body, to be taking care of it, paying attention to it, caring for it, giving it the rest and water, nourishment, and movement it needs. What that also means for women is that paying attention to your cycle and understanding your hormones are one component of that, because that is a very big part of what happens in your animal body on a monthly basis. There is this brilliant 2-minute video of a woman's cycle on YouTube, and also incidentally one for menopause. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It details all the things that happen in a woman's body during 1 month of time, one moon cycle. It's incredible, really. The human body, a woman's body, is this miraculous thing, actually capable of growing life. And with it comes a cycle to support the possibility of perpetuating the human race. But heads up, hormones are drugs. They are in control of your body, whether you realize it or not. There's also this funny thing about hormones that I've jokingly, but also really seriously, said before, that hormones tend to cause amnesia. I don't know why this is. I guess because of the drug of hormones, we are under the influence and then somehow unable to see ourselves in this state. It's like the really drunk person who is all slurring, "I love you so much." To the sober person, it's actually a bit cringeworthy. To the drunk person, they are really just feeling the love. I am not in any way implying women's hormones are cringeworthy, just to be clear. They are responsible for helping human life on this planet go on. So they are not to be discarded or relegated to the back of room of discussion, nor thought of as dirty or a handicap. They are immensely powerful and needed. In fact, to function optimally, and that includes hearing our intuition, we do need to understand them and work with, not against them. After I had my children, my hormones seemed to take center stage in a way they hadn't before. And yet, back to that amnesia bit, it took my husband to make the connection between them and what I was feeling. Like, I didn't know it was my hormones. I would just wake up and I'd make some comment about my unpleasant mental state to my husband, and he would calmly, almost offhandedly say, "Honey, you're about to bleed." I'd be like, "What?" Seriously caught off guard. Followed by a glance at the calendar where I inevitably discovered that he was right. I don't know why this is. And sometimes it makes me laugh at how something that is so integral to a woman's life can remain so mystifying as well. Like, how could I not know I was about to bleed? It happened every 28 days or so. But I've been guiding others to understand and trust their intuition, soul's guidance for years now, and I can tell you it is something I've discovered is universal. Women often forget or do not see the connection between what is happening in their cycle and their thoughts. This is Aimé Cartier. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show, and today we are talking about hormones and their relationship with our inner knowing. Back to the student I started this episode with. She was a freelance photographer. Though I've had many renditions of this conversation over the years, she's the one that I'm thinking of when I started this episode, the one who was awash in fearful thoughts. She was freaked, and she wondered if it was her intuition speaking to her. Just as a side note here, remember that your intuition does not ever speak to you in a fear-mongering tone. If you want more on this, you can listen to episode 45 and 46 of the Own Your Intuition show, or download my free guide that's called How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. what she and every single one of my students who have had this conversation with me discovered is that there is a pattern between the thoughts that she was having and what was going on with her hormones or where she was at in her cycle. Usually, just prior to bleeding or at the onset of bleeding is where some extreme wonkiness can occur. But also, as a side note, if you notice that your pattern has a different timing, then you should note that. As I already said, hormones are drugs. They are coursing through your body. They will make all kinds of things happen to you. They will make you feel certain ways. They may make you very sensitive. They have the power to help you grow a whole human, for God's sake. If they can help you grow eyelashes and baby limbs, they definitely have the power to make you think certain thoughts. My students, the one whose story I'm telling here, primary thought pattern during this time was fear and scarcity. Because she was a freelance photographer, every month, like clockwork, at a certain point in her cycle, she would worry or feel there wasn't going to be enough work or money. She was taken over by feelings that she wouldn't make it, that she couldn't pay her bills, that nothing would work. The feeling would pass, as usual. The work would come. It was already there. But this mental state always took her over during this certain window of her cycle for a few days or so. I can't remember the exact specifics of her timing, but she would be awash in this intense fear of failure and frozen in the fright of possibly not being able to make ends meet. Once she noticed the pattern, she realized that it could also take on different forms. If she was on vacation, for example, it wouldn't be about making money. It would be about something bad potentially happening. But it was always the same time in her cycle. Once you start to pay attention, you are likely to be able to recognize your own patterns. It doesn't always look like fear. They, hormones, can make you do and act all sorts of ways. For instance, by paying attention, and initially my husband's prompting, I started to notice that my hormones typically took over my frame of mind about 3 days prior to my cycle. I used to call it waking up with my fangs out. Because that is how those days felt. Nothing was actually different about my life except what my hormones were doing. And they noticeably altered how I felt about my life or the day or the moment. I remember going to bed happy and waking up growling. It was like a filter had been placed over my eyes and being. That filter was hormonally induced. When I would wake up thinking, or at least feeling some rendition of, what are these people doing here and why are they talking to me? These people, incidentally, were the same people I went to bed loving the evening before. Then I would know hormones. I have seen all kinds of renditions of this. Fear, overwhelm, anger. Once when I was talking about this with one of my cousins, she gushed, "Oh yes, every month before my period, I think I've got to quit my job." On the other side of this, in my experience, these pieces, the intensity of these experiences can show you just where shifts need to be made in your life. They do shed an intuitive light that way. They show you where the rub is. even if it doesn't always feel so intense. For example, my cousin did eventually quit her job and find one she liked more. For years, I found housework unbearable just before I was about to bleed. My hormone-induced moments during those years when my children were little were always related to housewifing or, you know, being the householder. I am not a householder at heart. I hate cooking, for example. I mean, this is just not where my interests or talents lie. Though I know people who love this, I personally am not fulfilled by exclusively being a stay-at-home mom or homemaker. Sort of like my student whose every month anxiety came up about the irregularity of her income, which she would probably have preferred to be steady. For me, every month, the householding bit of my current life situation felt unbearable because it's really not me, nor a situation I thrive under. But here's the other thing, and why knowing this is so important to your life. Once you know these particular sensations that you experience are a product of your hormonal fluctuation, you don't have to put stock in them. Like my student, she didn't have to believe she was not going to make ends meet. She could just be like, shrug, okay, I'm about to bleed. Not, oh my God, I'm going to die. Get it? You are also no longer confused as to whether this is your intuition speaking to you, because you can see the big picture. And you know your intuition does not speak to you that way. And once you know the pattern, you can get support. Once I ascertained that these junky thoughts, my fangs out, growling days, were at this time of my cycle, I would schedule acupuncture for myself every month during this time. I hated the feeling of having my fangs out. It wasn't a wild, lovely look at my powerful animal self feeling. It was a vicious, angry, frustrated feeling. It sucks for other people in my presence too, namely my family. I would try to keep my mouth shut during these times. I would try to apply my zip it, don't say that out loud policy during my fangs out time, but stuff still slipped through. So it sucks for those around you, but it's uber bad to feel this way in your own skin. So I used this knowledge to get my body the support it needed so as not to have to feel this intensely junky. For me, it was regular acupuncture. It worked. I highly recommend keeping a small pocket calendar in your bathroom. I get like a 3-year one and I keep it in the bathroom door next to the toilet with a pen attached. This way I can easily track not only my cycle, but any other important pieces. Like for instance, if I'm having hormone headaches, the day I went for acupuncture, when I exercised, or whatever else is going on in my body. Having it next to the toilet makes it very convenient to use. If you are a woman, hormones also play a very important role in your body's natural rhythm. They can make you do and act all sorts of ways. They can affect your thinking, as I'm pointing out. Eventually, my particular hormonal cycle experience also changed, and that's something you should be aware of as a woman or a very smart man listening to this podcast. Just like your energy and needs change from week to week when you are in your cycle, so does your cycle and its particulars change over time. I know when I say these things out loud, they sound so obvious, but the reality is that when you are going through them, they aren't always. You're just like, wake up, I hate the world. I didn't know it yesterday, but today I hate the world. Just kidding. You're not even like that. You don't even think about yesterday. You can't remember it with the hormone drugs pumping through your bloodstream. Remember the drunk person slurring, I love you so much. They can't even think of anything else other than that moment. Same, same when hormones are calling the shots. I think anger is related to progesterone, like low progesterone or something. Don't quote me on that. The details are fading a bit, so do your own research. But I'm just saying that even what is happening in your moods or your body can indicate what support your body needs. So don't just overlook it or think that's just the way it is. This is part of why I'm doing a whole episode on hormones, because I want you to be aware that they are important, that knowing and understanding them is useful, and that there is support you can get around them. When I was growing up, we were just taught the facts. Bleeding happens, it means you can reproduce. The nuances were not discussed. Nevertheless, they are vital. So, how you are affected by your cycles, what you need around your cycle, etc., changes over time. Just paying attention, taking it seriously, and accommodating will help you get what you need as things change. It's also important to know that even if you are a woman who is no longer cycling, your body is still rhythmic. I learned this from a student of mine who also happens to be a naturopathic doctor. She was the first person who told me this, that women still cycle with the moon energetically, even after stopping menstruation. If you are still cycling, you might love to know that the stages of a woman's monthly cycle correspond to the phases of the moon. You can even align your activity with this nature clock, and I recommend it. The one hanging above our heads in the night sky, or the one in your own body. If you are bleeding, align first with your internal rhythm. Kate Northrup and her book called Do Less, A Revolutionary Approach to Time Management for Ambitious Women. That's the title of her book. It's had two titles, but that's the current one. Anyway, same book. She has a whole chapter on this, and I highly recommend it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. So, for example, the menses part of your cycle correspond to the new moon, which incidentally is a natural time of rest and reflection. I have sometimes wondered if women let themselves rest more during the menses part of their cycle, if some of these agitating feelings would arise at all. For example, if I would have just thought or been able to or planned rest days around those days of my cycle, those many years ago, maybe I wouldn't have been so weighed down by the prospect of housework of any sort. Who knows? I didn't understand the cycles, menstrual and natural cycles, and how they correspond to us humans as well then. I responded, I tended, I just got acupuncture. But anyway, it's food for thought. I think it's also useful to know that men's cycles are different than women's. According to Alyssa Vitti, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, author of The Woman Code, Both men and women are cyclical, but women cycle on a 28-day rotation, while men cycle on a 24-hour rotation. Men don't go through these monthly, weekly shifts, so they may not get it. I still have this vivid memory of walking through a forest with my husband while extremely pregnant. Like, I was at the beginning flushes of labor, experiencing some contractions and the intensity of prepping to push a baby out of my body. So all kinds of weird sensations were happening for me as my husband and I strode through this forest by our house. I remember stopping because I was like gonna pee my pants or something just from walking. And the baby was putting all this crazy pressure on my body. And I looked over at my husband and I thought, he is having the exact same experience in his body as he always has. He's just man walking through forest right now. Same as he was yesterday, the day before, the month before, the year before, the years before. Meanwhile, I can't even begin to understand all the sensations that are existing in my frame at this moment just from putting one foot in front of the other right now. So, yeah, men's bodies do not cycle through this monthly rhythm, but men can absolutely be allies, as I've mentioned with my husband, especially because they are not on the drug, so they can see. Pregnancy hormones are another whole category. I remember once when I was pregnant, I was in the bath and my husband mentioned the shorts he was going to wear when we got married. I started crying. I still remember his face. He got so serious and he sat down on the toilet. He came close and sat down on the toilet and was like, "Honey, is there something deeper going on here that we need to talk about?" He was so concerned about me crying about an object of clothing, which was so out of character for me. I started laughing a bit, but said honestly, with tears still streaming down my face, "No, I am really crying about the shorts." Incidentally, he chose another pair of shorts when the time came. I remember my sister calling, bawling after her baby shower because she felt so overwhelmed with how much love had just been heaped on her. She was literally bawling and didn't know what to do with it. Like, it was stressful for her, the depth of love. Remembering my crying about my husband's shorts while in the bathtub episode, I was like, "Look, you're pregnant. That could be the end of the story right there. But you've also just had a big day and eaten quite a bit of sugar. Your blood sugar is probably also bonks. And as previously mentioned, you're pregnant. I recommend just putting these thoughts on a shelf and getting into bed immediately. I promise it will look different in the morning." And it did. It's like the sober person saying, "I love you too. And now let's get you some water and put you to bed." So pregnancy is another thing altogether than our regular monthly cycles. I mean, our bodies are literally growing other humans. Brains, eyelashes, tongues, thighs, toenails are being shaped within our bodies. It's a freaking miracle. But these stories are still perfect for showing the power of hormones. Hormones made me cry about shorts. Hormones made my sister cry about being loved. Hormones are powerful, real, and necessary if you'd like human life to continue. And when they are attended to, not ignored, It's a completely different story. This is Aimée Cartier, and we have been talking about hormones and what their relationship is to intuition on this week's episode. Okay, so I can't end this episode without mentioning perimenopause, which I am now in. I was at my doctor's office and she asked me, "Are you having headaches? Is your body aching?" My eyes like bugged out of my head when she said these. I was like, "These are related to my hormones?" Because I wasn't bleeding, it didn't occur to me. I was doing what I always do, scanning my lifestyle, thinking about what I had eaten the day before that might warrant me waking up with a headache at 3 a.m. and full of body aches. I was like, did I work out too much? Am I not getting enough magnesium? What's going on? Turns out, hormones. Those life-giving, but also body slam you on the ground drugs. I also remember having a bone deep sob on my acupuncturist's table once, sometime after my cycle started to become irregular. I told my acupuncturist about my cycle. The needles went in, my acupuncturist left the room, and I came in that moment face to face with the fact that my body was winding its way toward its inevitable demise, that I was going to die. I'm laughing about it now, but I was crying then. For the first time, I felt myself with one foot in the next cycle of my life and one foot out of a rhythm I had been circling in without even thinking about it for 35 years. That's a big shift. It deserves honoring and possibly tears. After that initial eye-opening appointment with my doctor, I scheduled a separate appointment with her just to talk about my perimenopausal hormonal experience. As luck would have it, the appointment was scheduled on a day when my bonks hormones were at an all-time high intensity. That was great because when I wasn't in the throes of it, I wouldn't think of mentioning all these symptoms. I'd be like, I'm good. She went through a series of questions with me in which I discovered almost everything I had been feeling was related to hormones. And some I had no idea were hormonally related, like suddenly waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep. So having my sleep constantly depleted, or like the full body aches I mentioned that had been totally stumping me. My wonderful doctor said, "We'll figure out what's best for your body, unless you feel good with where you're at." I responded, "Look, I had to ask my children to stop speaking on the car ride here, not because they were squabbling or being obnoxious, just because I couldn't stand any noise. That's how crazily sensitive I am feeling today. Today, I feel like the world, just by existing, is scraping against my body like 10,000 nails on a chalkboard. I want to know what my options are. It's just neither sustainable nor advisable to request my children never to speak again." And so I started some monthly vitamin supplements, and that seemed to do the trick for me. I tended. That is what I recommend for all of us, tending. That day, when I finished describing my experiences to my doctor, as I was sitting on the couch in her office, she told me four things. "I hear you. You are not alone. These are very common hormonal experiences that many women have. There is help. And it will get better. These words, these four key ideas, recognition, connection, support, and eventual amelioration, were like the perfect balm. Just sitting there, I felt my shoulders relax and I took a huge breath for the first time all day. And she was right. Everything she said came to pass. I got the help I needed. It did get better. I actually read somewhere, or I saw, maybe it was, I think it was in the 2-minute video on menopause that I will put a link to in the show notes, that women are actually happier after they stop bleeding. There are many ways that a woman can support her body and its cycling, no matter where you are at in your cycling days. This is psychic and author Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. We are talking today about hormones. I am telling you all of these stories so that you can see yourself in them. Maybe you don't despise housework or worry that you won't be able to pay your rent when you are about to bleed, but you do experience something else. I want you to know that this is normal. I don't want you to believe these wonky thoughts, except as maybe a vague indication of the spaces in your life that could use a little sprucing or revamping when you can get to them. Chances are high that at some point when you near the end of your bleeding days, you might have a good old sob about the fact that you are winding down your days of being able to grow a human in your womb, or a sob due to your recognition that you too are moving, even if slowly, toward your death, even though you've always been doing that. We all have. Even if, like me, you've not felt afraid of death, you still may sob about your mortality, about eventually leaving this earth behind. In my experience, this grief precedes the elation you feel when you discover that tampons aren't on your regular grocery list and you haven't thought about them actually in months. And you don't have to worry about bleeding while you are on vacation. And the wonderful evening out of your internal moods and energy that happen naturally without the monthly hormonal fluctuations. I think the point of all of this is to say, caring for your animal body and its hormonal cycle, whether you are bleeding or whether you are in the stop and start journey of completing your bleeding or not bleeding at all. If, for example, in my case, my hormones are preventing me from being able to communicate with others, like my children on the ride to the doctor that day, obviously they require some loving attention. Knowing these things about yourself is vital. It helps you make adjustments and or do what you need or can to help yourself. Tending to your body absolutely correlates with a highly functioning intuition. As I've said before and will say again, your body is a prominent guiding tool of your intuition. Understanding its cycles, its needs, its fluctuations and rhythms is important. And knowing what I know about the importance of attending to your animal body and the relationship between the optimal care of it and a highly functioning intuition is the reason I did this episode. That and the large number of times I've had this conversation over the last many years with my students. With a little bit of light shining that hopefully this episode will provide, you don't have to succumb to the amnesia of hormones. You don't even have to believe those junky thoughts. you can instead listen to and accommodate their important cadence. Get yourself some rest or some supplements or some acupuncture and know that you are not alone, that there is support to be had. Obviously, I am not a medical doctor. I am not an expert on hormones. I do know from my experience as a woman that they are a very strong force within a human body and that they should be known and attended to, that they influence your day and month. They influence your thoughts, energy, and outlook. And that paying attention to them, what they are telling you, how you are experiencing life, can be very indicative of what your body actually needs. That caring for your body is vital to everything else in your life. And that, though sometimes disruptive or intense or crazy-making, women's hormones are a force of good that every single person on this earth has benefited from. I hope this was useful. Feel free to give me a shout out in all the usual places. If it was, you can contact me through my website. I'm also on Instagram at Aimee Cartier. I'm a fledgling on TikTok, same handle. All of the links, and these ones particular to me, are in the show notes. If you want to dive in even deeper to how your intuition speaks through your body, I'll tell you about an opportunity for that in a second. Sending you love. This is Aimee Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I am so glad that you tuned in. I hope it was very useful. This month in my Own Your Intuition program, which is a 13 moon program in which you learn everything that I know and use to keep my intuition sharp, guiding my life to the best experiences. This month we are diving into body cues and the many ways our intuition provides us information through our body. Are you ready to have all the tools? Are you ready to have ease in interpreting how and what your intuition is guiding you toward? Then join us. You can find all the info at aimeecartier.com/ownyourintuition. You'll have forever access to the course lessons in audio and written form, which are over 150 pages, and we'll circle up together every new and full moon to practice, discuss, and connect. Thank you for being here today. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
This is Aimé Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I am so glad you tuned in. I hope it was useful. This month, in my Own Your Intuition program, which is a 13-moon program in which you learn everything that I know and use to keep my intuition sharp and guiding my life to the best experiences for me, we are diving into body cues and the main ways our intuition provides us information this month. This is Aimé Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I am so glad that you tuned in. I hope it was very useful. This month in my Own Your Intuition program, which is a 13-moon program in which you learn everything that I know and use to keep my intuition sharp, guiding my life to the best experiences. This month, we are diving into body cues and the many ways our intuition provides us information through our body. Are you ready to have all the tools? Are you ready to have ease in interpreting how and what your intuition is guiding you toward? Then join us. You can find all the info at aimecartier.com/ownyourintuition. You'll have forever access to the course lessons in audio and written form, which are over 150 pages, and we'll circle up together every new and full moon to practice, discuss, and connect. Thank you for being here today. All my love.